Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
From the projects to successful real estate investor and marketer, I'm talking about the legendary Charles Blair, the mad scientist, coming up right now.
What's going on, everybody? It's your girl, Take Action Low. And yes, this is not just another interview. This is actually an exclusive. And I'm extremely honored to have our guest. But before we dive in, I just want to thank everybody again for following. Make sure that you subscribe, follow. And if this episode's helped you, then I want you to share it. As always, I appreciate it. But the special guest that I have, I've been following this gentleman for the last, ever since I've been in, pretty much, last 13 years, and gotten good on social media and stumbled upon him. Mr. Charles Blair, also known as the mad scientist of internet, social media marketing. He's a real estate investor. He's been in this business full time for 30 years. And when I did a little bit more digging about his background, there's so much I can share about him, but he has helped and has been a part of some other pretty spectacular individuals that's in our field of real estate investing, entrepreneurs such as Stan Murrow, Kenny Rushin, Guy Cook, and the list goes on. But without any further delay, Mr. Charles Blair, thank you, sir, for being here.
Thank you, Lo. I am honored to be as part of this show. I mean, I've also had my eye on what you've been doing over the last few years, and I am really blessed to be a part of this platform and look forward to the interview.
Awesome. And thank you. So let's talk a little bit about your journey. Can you just share with everyone how you got started in real estate?
Well, my story begins in the projects of East Baltimore. I was that guy who thought he knew everything. And Douglas Projects is probably renowned for one of the toughest, if not the hardest, neighborhoods to grow up in Baltimore. And for me, it was a situation where if you didn't really strive towards education, strive towards success, you wasn't going to make it in those projects. And I started off rocky. I was that guy that dropped out of junior high school in the ninth grade. To this day, I have a ninth grade education. And it was a situation where I just went from one dead-end job to another, to another, to another. I was security guard. I sold Kirby vacuum cleaners. I did it all just to try to make my mark in what we call today's society. And for me, it didn't really click until I learned the business of real estate investing. So despite all the teachers with all the good intention wanting to give me all their knowledge and education to work it as that typical level of being in the school system, it just couldn't reach me. But the minute I started studying real estate, the minute I started studying marketing, the minute I started studying business, it all clicked. And that's when my love for the business really began. I'm a firm believer. If you love something, you'll work harder than anyone else because everybody else will call it work. You'll call it your passion. So I found my passion in real estate investing about 30 years ago, and it's been a journey ever since.
That is amazing. Thank you for sharing that. And I do have to ask this. Where did the name Mad Scientist come from?
About 20 years ago, I was doing a lot of presentations around the country. That's when I really started getting invitations to speak on social media marketing and so on. And one of the attendees in the audience took note to the way I fling my hands and move my head and stuff. And he said, man, the way you move and the way you act when you are speaking, when you are presenting what you love, it's like a mad scientist. And I took that. In fact, the guy's name was Kevin Tolston. I still remember his name to this day. So I took that sign and I said, okay, that's who I am moving forward, the mad scientist. And it stuck.
That is fantastic. I think it's a great name. Well, it brands you. You know, I'm all into names and branding. So mad scientist, anybody says that, I'm going to think about you. So that's awesome. So now you recently posted that you have produced 800 videos on YouTube. And I told you before we started this, when I saw that, I was motivated. That did something. But at the same time, I was thinking, I'm not doing shit. I need to step my game up. And I appreciate you for that. But let's talk about, we'll talk about videos, but let's talk about the discipline that it took and it takes for you to not only create videos and also talk about the ROI. Talk about, you know, the deals or, you know, just the business, the extra business that's come in from it.
Sure. I would love to say that I'm a very disciplined person. The ability for me to get to 800 videos wasn't based off of discipline. Sure. It was actually based off of my love for teaching and education. Because like I said, it didn't reach to me when I was in junior high school that I really wanted to do or be a part of education. But once I started speaking it, once people started listening, and once I started to have success, man, I just figured that the way in order to get your message out there was to find the most viable medium to make it happen. And for me, it was YouTube. I saw a study, I think it was about 10 years ago, that predicted that 85% of the internet would consume their knowledge from videos by the time it reached year 2015. And actually, it was 3 years earlier. And right now, that almost 90% of the internet gets their knowledge from video. So to say that I saw that coming, nah, I just happened to pick that medium as the best way to express myself. Now, as far as some of the things that we're doing and how we're returning our investment on that medium, about 70% of my business is gained from my videos. So that's a product of putting myself out there, my success, my failures, the ups and downs about the business. I love reaching out to individuals about how video can really change from a, what you'd call a cold lead to a hot lead, because as business owners, it's our goal to bring a person down through the process of cold to hot. And there's no better way of doing that than to either talk to that person face to face or talk to that person through a video. And that's what I really believe has been the real success for my growth in the business and the success with a lot of the actual deals we've done, a lot of the clients we've worked with over the years, a lot of the actual speaking engagements that I've done over the years, and the fact that this medium still has not evolved to where it's going to go to. Yep. I think that there's still a lot of growth for the, just think about TikTok. The short video concept that TikTok has brought to the marketplace 1 year ago. Now they have over 500 million users in 1 year. That even surpassed the actual launch of Facebook when it comes to video. And the catalyst behind it, once again, is video.
Absolutely. And you can't be more right. And video is the number one consumed content on the planet.
Yes.
And at the beginning of this year, we had started making a shift or a pivot in our business to be more virtual and to leverage and use and increase videos.
Right.
And little did we know when March hit and everything shut down and everything at the time of this recording, you know, we're still quarantined and millions of other people are as well. And it's possible it could be another shutdown. So how we do business has totally changed. So you said 70%. I'm repeating this again because I have students and other people that I have talked to and encourage them to do videos. Because when you say you don't have any money for marketing, then my next thing that comes out of my mouth is, well, you need to be doing some videos and sharing with people what you do.
And that's a false statement because you do have money for marketing. It's right here. That's right here.
Yes.
This is your money for marketing. Take this phone and even the best camera phone, even the best smartphones and iPhones and so on are giving you enough quality to create a quality product. That's all you need.
Yes.
So with the way things are going, and you talked something about very important about working virtual. That's another, I would say, fortunate aspect of my business model was beginning to move my outside brick and mortar store to a virtual business model. I did that in 1995. And I went from owning an office space in downtown Baltimore with all the overhead, all the employees and so on that went with it, to actually scaling back and bringing my whole business online and virtual. My real estate company is all virtual. My Page One Success Marketing company is all virtual. My Real Deal Meetup is all virtual. And my Real Deal Mastermind is all virtual. We currently have somewhere between 15 to 20 full-time virtual people working in every aspect of those four businesses, from software developers to copywriters to web developers to house hunters and so on, along with several individuals that are basically interns and so on in our business. And it's all built around the virtual mindset. So when COVID hit, we're already there.
Yeah.
We were already working at a distance and producing volume at a distance. Now it's just a matter of how can we convince the others? How can we convince the populace that this is not just the way to go now, this is the way to go in the future.
Yes, absolutely. It's awesome. So let's talk about this market that we're in, because you know you got everybody and their mama giving advice on where the market's going. Should you buy and hold? Should you buy and flip? Should you wait till 2021? Can you share from your expertise and your experience, is it still good to buy and hold right now or flip? Or is it good to maybe just maybe stack more of your cash or stack more of your money and be prepared to buy in 2021?
That's a great question. And the easiest answer to that is that things will always be impossible until somebody do it.
Yeah.
Now, the question is, well, how do you do it?
Yeah.
And then that's an easy answer. In our industry and in almost any business, it's not about buying houses. It's not about learning wholesaling. It's not about rehabbing. It's not about buying and holding. What's the core principle that we must understand, what all business owners must understand? It's not about what you buy or what you sell. It's all about how do you solve the problem?
Yes.
That's what it is. And if you can solve the problem, there will always be a marketplace. Yeah. The tools, the techniques, and all that stuff is just secondary. That's the way to get to the end. Solve that problem. Think about how can I help that person? And there will always be a marketplace for that. Why? Because there will always be problems. So which means that you are a commodity that is something that everyone must grasp to. And the person that solves the problems the best typically makes the most money.
That's
it's
it.
Not the person that works the hardest. Think about Amazon. Think about Facebook. Think about all these other social platforms out there and brick and mortar stores. They weren't necessarily the first, but they was the best in solving the problem that they solved. So for my business, we figured out that one of the key aspects that people are having right now is the fear of social distancing and so on. Mm-hmm. So one of the things we put into practice about a month and a half, maybe 2 months ago, was using 360 virtual cameras. And those 360 virtual cameras are what we're using to showcase our deals, showcase our properties, showcase our opportunities to international buyers, local buyers, and regional buyers. Because now everyone is afraid of making that contact. So just that's just a little snippet of how you as that investor, as that entrepreneur, really have to change your mindset. You really have to look and see what's going on in the actual industry and then working around the problem and then solving it. You can use technology or you could use just plain old gumption in order to make that success happen.
Absolutely. Oh, that's good. So let me ask you, I already know that one way that you attract leads is video. Can you share one or two other ways that you're marketing right now to get motivated seller leads?
Sure. One of our highest conversions right now is through text messaging and email marketing. Text messaging and ringless voicemail marketing. We use a program called REI Reply. Really, it just came out about 6 months ago.
It's crazy. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. I discovered it about 3 months ago. I started talking to the owner of the company. And the first campaign I did with that software, the first campaign, I sent out 128. That was my list. I made a total of 57% conversion rate. 57% of these people out of the 128 reached back to me and said, okay, I'm listening to you. Out of that, we had 3 appointments and we bought 1 property.
Wow.
And that's one campaign.
So wait a minute. I got a question and I can already feel these questions coming. So that list, was it a cold list or was it a warm list? And what type of leads? Was it vacants or absentee owners?
That actual list was a warm list that we had for over 5 months.
Wow.
We just happened to put it into this new platform.
Gotcha.
So that wasn't an actual cold list. We had hit it once by, we hit it a couple of times cold calling. And the response we normally get with cold calling is between 8 and 12%. So we said, okay, let me try this list. And it was probate. Let me try and see if what would this list happen with this list if we stuck it into REI Reply. Bam, we stuck it in there. 57% response rate, 3 appointments, 1 deal closed. The rest is history. We've been using it ever since as one of the key factors in our business. Now, the second aspect I already mentioned, we love cold calling.
Yeah.
I have 3 people that do cold calling for us full time. And cold calling is another aspect of things that can work right now when you're in a distance safe environment where individuals don't want you to come to their house first. They want to speak to you and want to find out what's going on and so on. Now, the conversion rate on that is kind of slow. We consider a good response rate on cold calling anywhere between 8 and 12%.
Mm-hmm.
Most investors are getting about 3 to 5%.
Yeah.
But we got a couple of things up our sleeve that we use in order to really ramp up those numbers.
That's awesome. And just so everybody knows, we recently, and from your video, by the way, giving a review on REI Reply, signed up. And we got our first campaign out there. We had about a 25% response rate, but we do have, I think it's 1 lead that's interested in setting up an appointment. So that's where we are. And that is exciting. And it was a warm, warm leads or list that we have of vacants. So yeah, I'm excited about using REI Reply. And thank you again for putting that video out there because I would never have known about it unless you would have shared that.
No problem. So,
what one piece of advice, because I know there's people that's listening to this and that will listen to this that may be unemployed right now, not sure what they're going to do. You have some people that probably have it made up in their mind, I'm not going to another 9-to-5 job. I'm going to bet on myself. Mm-hmm. I've been interested in getting started in real estate. I've heard this man's, the mad scientist's story, and it's been encouraging. What would you share with that person that's thinking about getting started in this business?
I'm going to use this as a platform to say business in general, because I know we're mentioning real estate right now. The reason, and I have to wholeheartedly believe, the reason for my success is the fact that I had nothing to fall back on. 9th grade education, grew up in the projects, had one dead-end job after another. And if I didn't find something that I could grasp on that I would love, I had nothing to fall back on. So for me, real estate was a do or die scenario. So in other words, I would definitely say that the reason why most people fail in this business we call real estate is because they have that safety net of that job. Yeah. And that job is going to be there whether they do it or they don't do it, whether they make a dollar wholesaling or they don't, whether they rehab or don't. you have to get out of that job mindset and to get more in term of the entrepreneurial mindset. So take yourself out of that comfort zone. I always say you got to learn how to be comfortable being uncomfortable. And if you can do that, take that mindset of, I'm going to make it no matter what.
Yes.
I don't care what anybody say, because your friends and your family will be the most detractors you'll have ever in your business. I don't care what anybody say. I'm going to make it. And if you take that mindset, real estate isn't a secret. All the strategies and all the actual advanced things that are going on right now, they've been around for 20 years. There is no such thing as new strategies. Right. The only thing that happens that's new is the tools and the laws that are passed that you have to be able to adapt to in order to make your business work. But there is no new strategies. So be in that mindset that I'm going to always be learning, and I'm going to make sure that I have to make this business work. And that's the way to go.
That's awesome. Very powerful. Charles, thank you so much. How can people contact you?
You can reach out to me on YouTube underneath of the moniker Charles Blair. I can also be found on Facebook underneath of Charles Blair as well. I'm on my LinkedIn channel as well, but mainly on YouTube, reach out to me, or on Facebook. That's how you can reach out to me.
Wonderful. Sir, thank you so much again. I appreciate your time. Everybody, listen to this again. Share it with a friend. This was extremely powerful. Charles, again, thank you so much for your time. Everybody, as always, now it's time to go out and do what? Take massive action. Thank you. And thank you, Charles.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Lolo.